Okay, we continue our journey in the 11th parak, longest parak of the Mesillas Yesharim. We are up to the third challenge that we're going to have when we hang out with people. The first one we said is verbal abuse. The second one, interesting, was giving bad advice. And number three, we're up to classic Rechilas and Lashon Hara, which he's just going to spend a few lines, as he's going to say, on page 211 in the art scroll, top of the page, and in the Feldheim green, it is the bottom, Ayin Aleph, page 71, the bottom paragraph. Harechilus v'lashon hara, rechilus v'lashon hara, kfar chumray noida. So when we hang out with people, we're going to either verbally abuse them, we're going to give them bad advice, and we're going to pin people against each other and speak badly. Kfar chumra noida, we know that. V'godol enough of kiraba ma'od. It's very, we all know the branches of Lashon Hara. Shvar gazram or chazalim, v'mar v'shikar azgadim, v'kulam b'avak Lashon Hara. Everybody is guilty. Let's do classic avak Lashon Hara. The classic case of avak Lashon Hara is, how is the kugel? Okay, over here it might be a little bit different. But you go to a restaurant, how was the restaurant? How was your Shabbos? Avak Lashon Hara. That is something that brings people to speak Lashon Hara, because how are you going to answer that question? V'amru hechi dami Lashon Hara. What is actual Lashon Hara? Now listen to how crazy Lashon Hara is. Kigoin da'amru hechi mishtak, I don't mean crazy. I mean incredibly unbelievable. Kigoin da'amru hechi mishtak nura lebe planya. If you tell someone that this house has good food, this lady knows how to cook so well. Not as well as you think. Lashon Hara. Or you say, this guy is a great ball player. I've seen better. What's the big deal? What did I say already? Hine be'emes ma'avak shaloi heim. Those are all dust. Those are all very much connected to Lashon Hara. Harbe drachem layetzer. Klolei shel davar. Sorry. Harbe drachem layetzer, unless it's a clarification. Bottom line is, there are many ways for the Yetzer Hara to get you to speak negatively about people. Verbal abuse, giving bad advice, and saying things that will generate people from talking negative things. Aval. Anything, and this we know, Baruch Hashem, from over here where we learn Hilchos Lashon Hara every day. We got to be mechazik a little bit myself. It's disgusting, and it is hated. If you want to know what Hashem hates, He hates Lashon Hara. He hates when we talk negatively about our brothers and sisters. Sha'amru alav kolam asapr Lashon Hara. Listen to this. Anyone who speaks Lashon Hara, ki'ilu kafar be'ikr. It's like he denies God. Ukroksiv meloshani basis re'u oisai atzmis, which is going to be a great segue to number four. So let's do a quiz, which is someone who talks Lashon Hara, I will cut him down. I'm not interested in people who are speaking Lashon Hara. So that's number four, right? I'm sorry, that was number three. Now we're up to number four. What were the first three? Rubam begazel. Most people steal, even though they don't realize they steal. Next, people are going to stumble in forbidden relationships. Third one was what? Food. Then we're talking about hang out with people, verbal abuse. After verbal abuse comes giving bad advice. And after giving bad advice is Lashon Hara. We're only 4 minutes and 31 seconds. We might end up saying less than 5 minutes. Less than 5 minutes. Here we go. Number four. You guys ready for this one? This is one of my favorites. Let's try and get through this with 4 minutes and 43 seconds. Gam hasina v'anekima. Listen to this. Very, very powerful. Hatred and revenge. We're all very sensitive people. That's what the Ramchal says. We're sensitive, he says, and we're also deceptive in our heart. Asher levnei Adam. Why? So what happens is we get complicated, gaslighting, all that stuff. Ki Adam margish ma'od bel benosaf. We're very sensitive. And I get insulted and I get hurt. Umitzar tsar gadol. Ramchal. People are very, very sensitive and they have tremendous hurt from people. Vanekamalai mesuka medvash. There's nothing more sweet than revenge. Somebody who hurts you and you see that you're able to get them back, which we're going to talk about in a second, it's the best. Kihi menuchasa levada. The only way for you to have menucha is by getting them back. That's what the Ramchal says. Al kain, l'shia b'kochel azoiv ma'ashativa machriach osav yavon dosav. If you're able not to get them back, and you're able to get them back, and you don't, he says you're literally like an angel. And you don't hate someone who aroused in you hatred. And you don't take revenge. Or natira, which he's going to, we'll explain the difference between nakama and natira. You're able to forget about it. You're able to forgive. Everyone's like into forgive. Chazak va'amitzu. You are a powerful, courageous person if you could do that. And it's only easy, one of my favorite lines, v'hukal rak l'malachei hashares. It's only easy if you're an angel. She'ein b'neim amidas halalu. They don't have this. They don't get hurt. Lo, al shochnei batechoy me'asher ba'afri yisodim. Unbelievable. Not for us who are regular people. Amnam. Xeris Melechiv Amakros Gulun Ber Hatev, Ainim Trichem Perish, Lysisis Achicha Bol Vavecha, which is a big one. Don't hate your brother in your heart. Don't keep it in your heart. Losikom Losithos Bnei Amecha, and he's going to say in a second, let me quickly tell you what the difference between Nakama and Natira is, right? You want a piece of kugel? Can you get me a piece of kugel? So revenge is, what's revenge? You didn't get me a piece of kugel. You're asking me to get you a piece of kugel? Why would I get you a piece of kugel? And you tell the guy, oh, can you get me a piece of kugel? Well, when I asked you for a piece of kugel, you didn't get me a piece of kugel, so I'm not getting you a piece of kugel. That's straight up revenge. Natira is, sure, I'll get you a piece of kugel. I'm not like you who didn't get me a piece of kugel. Okay, you got it? That's the difference between nakama and natira. Nakama is, I do to you what you did to me. You didn't give me a ride. I'm not giving you a ride. You didn't let me borrow your phone. I'm not lending you my phone. Natira is, I'm going to lend you my phone even though you never lend me. And I tell you that. And that's what he says. You know what? We'll continue on this tomorrow. One second. Does it stop? And I don't know if anyone's on the art scroll. We'll do this tomorrow. Yeah, let's do it. 8 minutes and 33 seconds. 8 minutes, everybody. 8 minutes. 8 minutes. 33 seconds. 8 minutes. 47 seconds. We transport ourselves to a different galaxy. At least I do. Less than 9 minutes a day keeps the Yetzer Hara away and at bay.